Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Israel has declared United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres as persona non grata. Persona non grata is a foreign diplomat who is asked by the host country to be recalled to their home country. The country has banned Mr. Guterres from entering Israel, accusing him of not condemning Iran's missile attacks on Israel yesterday. Speaking at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, Mr. Guterres has again called for a ceasefire and says a war in Lebanon must be avoided at all costs.
Millions of people across Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory were forced to seek shelter. One person was killed from the Iranian strikes, a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank. As I did in relation to the Iranian attack in April, and as should have been obvious yesterday in the context of the condemnation I expressed, I again strongly condemn yesterday's massive missile attack by Iran on Israel.
Around 1,700 Australians and their immediate families have indicated to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade they wish to leave Lebanon as the Australian government attempts to secure flights out of the country. Foreign Minister Penny Wong confirmed 80 seats have been secured on a flight leaving today, with only 35 of those seats taken up. An additional 500 seats have been secured on two flights to Cyprus on Saturday. Senator Wong says Australians should not delay leaving Lebanon.
My message to Australians in Lebanon is do not wait. If you are able to secure a seat on a flight, please take that seat. If you have a seat on today's flight, don't delay. Now is not the time for you to wait and see. Now is the time to leave.
Australian citizens, permanent residents, and their immediate families can register with DFAT via the online crisis portal or by calling the 24-hour Consular Emergency Centre. The federal government is pledging to strengthen rules around something known as shrinkflation. Shrinkflation describes the selling of a product for the same price, despite its size being reduced. The government says it will strengthen the unit pricing code and is threatening substantial penalties for those who breach it. It says it will take measures to improve things like the readability and visibility of unit pricing and addressing inconsistent use of units of measure across supermarkets. The initiative comes at a time when supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths, who account for 70% of supermarket retail sales, are accused of allegedly exploiting Australians during the cost of living crisis. Tens of thousands of US residents in North Carolina remain without running water nearly a week after Hurricane Helene slammed into Florida and carved a destructive path through much of the US southeast. More than 160 people have been killed by the storm. The hurricane inundated the region with catastrophic flooding, destroying pipes, damaging water plants, and cutting off power. One-fifth of the 1 million residents in the western half of North Carolina either had no water at all or a low system pressure, according to an online state database. Nearly 1.3 million homes and businesses across the southeast remained without electricity. In football, it's been a day of upsets in the European Champions League. English side Aston Villa have defeated German heavyweights Bayern Munich 1-0. French side Lille has defended reigning champions Real Madrid 1-0. Portuguese side Benfica have thrashed Spanish heavyweights Atletico Madrid 4-0. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.